All right. Here for the bonus track, coming in hot, up for debate. My next guest is Buster Wilson. Buster Wilson doesn't have a hometown. He doesn't have a home phone, but he has gotten contact with us and requested this intro song. Buster, tell me about this song.
Buster in the house. What is up, my main man?
Hey, man. I'm glad you could join me. Where are we calling in from?
You know what? If I told you, I'd have to kill you, bud.
That's good to hear. I'm glad. Well, we'll move on then.
I don't like to share my location.
Yeah, your location. That's totally fine. Well, we're glad that you joined us here on the Up for Debate podcast. We'll jump right into it. Let's talk a little bit of NBA. Now, I know you have your ins, but from your outwardly look, let's talk about the Toronto Raptors. Tell me about your feeling about them the last couple games here. We're getting close to the playoffs. Are they coming in hot? Like, what's up with the Raptors?
They're not coming in hot. They're coming in.
Yeah.
They're going to make the playoffs. We know that. And they have Kawhi, who is, you know, he is a good two-way player. He is proven in the playoffs. Finals MVP. So I wouldn't take the last few games too seriously, because the regular season, you know, it's just practice. It's just practice.
Yeah.
And we both know that the last few years, the regular season is an absolute and utter joke.
It really is. And that's sad, because watching the NBA is fun. But at the same time, like I said, we're just waiting for the playoffs to see what goes down. Now, the problem with the Raptors that I feel, and my question is to you after I make my comment, is the problem that the feeling is in the East that it's kind of a telltale. Milwaukee would play Miami, they'd win. Toronto would play Brooklyn, they win. Philly plays Detroit, they win. And Indy has a slight edge right now, one game over Boston, and I would assume Boston might win that one. My question is to you then, what upset are we looking for in the first round, if you see one?
Well, you're asking the right guy, because Buster has hot takes on this topic. Let me tell you, Drew, the Pacers are going to upset Boston if they play them in the first round. Now, hear me out. If the Raptors don't win the East, Indiana's coming out of the East. That might sound crazy, but you just wait. That team is solid, and even without Victor, their defense and their performance last year, they did have Victor, but
yeah,
they're the best defensive team other than Boston,
mm-hmm,
in the East, in my opinion.
Yeah. No,
playoffs.
I think that's good to hear. I like that.
Yeah. I'm just saying, watch out. If they had Victor, I'd be like guaranteeing them coming out of the East.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't.
Well, and that's sad, because it's sad because Oladipo got hurt. I think I could have given you a little bit more juice on that as far as Indiana coming out of the East. I'm going to have to disagree with you and think that I'm going to pick either Toronto or I think...
Well, hear me out. Okay. I did say Toronto first.
True that. I will say I agree with you then. I think either Toronto will come out. I think Boston would be my wild card.
That's I can see that. But
out of the East, they're all so weak besides the top two that, I mean, it's a foregone conclusion. The other question I have for you about the Raptors is, if they are to lose it, I guess it's a two-part question. If they're to win it, who's going to be the reason? And if they lose it, what would be the reason that they lose?
Ooh.
Do you know what I mean? Like, every team, it seems like there's a give and take. They lost it because of this, or they won it because of that. Like, Milwaukee, they're going to win it because of Antetokounmpo. That's just plain fact. They're either going to win it because of him, and the reason why they would lose it is that the other players don't pick up their slack and they're not playing good around him. What is it for Toronto then? Why would they win it and why would they lose it?
Okay, so they're going to win it?
Yeah.
by the performances of Kyle Lowry and Danny Green.
Okay.
They're going to... That's how they'll win it.
Explain to me Danny Green.
Yes, and I'll tell you why. Because Toronto, they're a very good team, but they need to be shooting well in order to compete in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Danny Green, to me, is their best three-point shooter. Like, he's been hot in the playoffs before when he was playing for the Spurs.
Right.
They almost need him to turn into, like, some freakazoid three-point shooter for the playoffs.
No, he needs to be on mark for sure.
Like, he's got to be hitting threes every series.
Splashing it up.
So, if they win it, it's going to be the play of them. I think Kawhi's going to play great either way.
Right, he's a pretty consistent player.
Right, so if they win it, Kawhi's going to have played good. If they lose, Kawhi's still going to have pulled his own weight.
Why do they lose then?
Same reason. So,
reciprocated. Like,
to me, Lowry is just, in the past, he's been just too up and down with his shooting, especially.
Okay.
Right? So, if he falls short, like, I'm sorry, but Linsanity is not going to pull us from the depths, you know where.
He's not making an impact.
Right. So, and the other thing, too, is, like, I do like Marc Gasol. He is a brick wall. Like, he could be on that southern border, and Trump would love it. Okay?
Yeah.
This man takes up space. A few hectares, if you know what I'm saying.
He fills the key.
But this man's got, like, seriously, gum on his shoes. Like, I watch him run, and I think it's my father, who's 63.
You know what I'm saying? I do know what you're saying.
So, you know, I really do like his screening ability, though, and his passing is unbelievable. But, like, I'm watching the game tonight, and this man just, I think he's past his prime. He's chucking up bricks, bro.
Okay, yeah, I hear ya.
So, I mean, yeah, like, he is pretty good down in the paint. Like, he can create his own shot, and I do like the old hooker that he has.
You like the hooker that he has, eh?
Yeah, like, that man loves hookers. And when they're on. But, I mean, like, he's going to be facing some big, like, dominant posts even in the East.
He is going to need a hot hooker to be...
Like, and you take a guy like, well, you look at the posts now that are really successful. Well, besides, like, Embiid, right, who's a big, big body, but, like, Clint Capela for the Rockets, and, like, well, Boogie's a big man, too, but, like, Clint can run the floor, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I like Ibaka in the starting rotation over Gasol, for sure, without question.
Right. Nope.
I wasn't sure before, but Ibaka, yeah. Like, if he can land a punch, he would even be a better asset to the team.
That's right. Moving over to the West here.
Anyone else, but I've never seen him land a punch.
That's right. Moving over to the Western Conference, I'm excited for the playoffs. Like, the East is the East, but I'm excited for the West. You have... Oh, it looks like we've ran into some technical difficulties with your reception there. I'm just going to talk a little bit of the West. Buster, when you get reception again, just jump on in. With the West, for me,
I'm here. It's
exciting. You got Golden State versus the LA Clippers. The LA Clippers, for me, the reason why it's exciting is we haven't seen them in the playoffs in how long? Like, they haven't been in quite a long time, right?
Right.
And so I'm excited for that matchup. Denver, same thing. The last time they were in was in the second stint of Allen Iverson, it feels like. So them versus Utah, we have the racist fans of Utah. That's going to be a fun one to watch. We've got the Houston Rockets.
There's
a bunch of jerks. The Houston Rockets and San Antonio, that one will be obviously really good for obvious reasons of all the stars there. And then Portland, that's my dark horse, versus OKC. What of those matchups to you, Buster, really is the one to watch?
Well, you know I love Steven Adams.
You are a Steven Adams fan.
That man, like, when I saw him come into the league, I thought it was the second coming, bruh. This guy's hair is beautiful. He's got tattoos that make him look like he could be on Game of Thrones. Like, this man is beautiful in every way.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he can't shoot, right? Like, anyways, so I love watching OKC. Well, I love him because he stayed there.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't see that anymore in this filthy league that we watch.
That's right. Yeah.
And then you got Russell Westbrook, who, like, this guy can just fly all over the court. He is reckless, and I love it.
He is very reckless. Who do you?
No, I'm excited to see how OKC does.
I'm excited to see that matchup too. Who do you like coming out of the West then? And let's preface this with, if it's not Golden State, who do you like?
I really only see Houston being able to come out of the West.
Okay. No, and that's a good point. I mean, I agree.
Like, there's no hot takes to be taken here.
No, there's not. Like, there's not a lot.
Like, and that's kind of the sad thing about the Western Conference, but it's reality. But I think that Houston could do it.
Yep, they came within one game last time, so I don't see why they couldn't again. Moving on to my last, well, not last topic, but an important one is this Zaire Williamson, the machine. Tell me your impressions of this monster of a man. And he's not even a man, he's still a child, it feels like.
Well, let me tell you, this guy needs to get some of Kawhi's New Balance kicks, because I've never seen a pair of those get blown out.
That's right.
Those sneakers are underrated. I mean, get me a pair. Give me a pair. Your podcast, when you get the funds, you be sending me pairs.
Yeah, we just need to get sponsored by somebody. Maybe we can get my day job to sponsor me.
Here's the thing. Zion is going to be the new face of the entire league when he comes in, because LeBron is on the decline, mm-hmm. as we know. The proof is in the pudding over there in the West. Like,
that's right.
This man had a terrible year.
Yeah.
Well, Drew, my mom's just... Oh, Mom, get out of the room. Thanks, Mom. Okay, we're back. So Zion, he's going to be the new face of the league. And that's because all of the superstars that have played with LeBron in his prime will never be able to take that from him. So now that LeBron's kind of on the decline, Zion's coming in. He's like nothing we've ever seen before.
No, he's top notch, top line.
This guy is, man, this man is 280. He is the size of J.J. Watt, and he can... His nipples get so high over that rim there, I'm sure he's lactated through there.
That's a very... Yeah, I couldn't...
Oh, you could stand underneath, open your mouth, and you'd get some milk, bruh.
You're ready to go. That's the thing about him. Like, you watch other guys jump, you're like, okay, that guy jumped probably just as high as he does. But when someone 280 is lifting off the ground, that's... It's outrageous. It is really something. Back to LeBron, I want to move down that route. This will be our last topic for this podcast and for my discussion with you, which I'd like to revert back to all our discussions to kind of see where we are going forward when we hit the playoffs and such. With LeBron, what went wrong? Like, what caused this such decline in his play?
Well, let me tell you, when he took his talents down to Miami, that's what went wrong.
Yeah.
Because this man has been moving. This guy moves more than a family in the military, bro. Like.
Yeah. Yeah.
We knew he was going to LA, right? We knew he was going there. But what he's done to that franchise in such a short amount of time is like nothing we've ever seen before.
Yeah. No, it is really something.
The young players that he plays with, well, first, they're soft as puppy, you know what.
That's right.
And he tried to trade him all right before the trade deadline. Yeah. So that wasn't good. And now this guy, like, he's chucking him inbounds off the back of the backboard. He throws more passes to the fans than his own teammates. Like, this guy, he is not engaged. He knows that they're done this year. And the worst part about it is he's not going to get a superstar to come play with him now.
Yeah.
No. Like,
nobody wants to get a part of that.
No, he himself is not a cancer per se, but like the franchises that he goes to, there's so much pressure and ring chasing that the guys he plays with can never feel comfortable unless he's like their son, Kyrie.
No, exactly. That's right.
LeBron's son, Kyrie, is...
That's true. It'll be interesting to see what happens with him in the offseason, because he seems like he's kind of lost his head in the game. You know what I mean? Like,
I'll tell you something. I never thought I'd see the day where his play on the court was actually worse than his hairline. This year has proved that is possible.
That's right. Anything is possible. Kevin Garnett could only say that the right way. The thing is steady decline, but my problem is that his head isn't in the game. Like, I don't see him out there trying to win as much as it's politics within the game. Do you know what I mean?
He's trying to maintain his numbers.
Yep,
you know,
exactly.
But they're not concerned about keeping him out there to win games.
No, they're not.
You know? He's LeBron, right?
Now, Buster, just to end off on this last note, I'm going to start to ask some more personal questions towards some of my guests here so people can get to know them. Buster, what was your first email address? Like, we always know they've been ridiculous. Give me your first email address.
Oh, buddy. My first email address was bulldogsugly@hotmail.com.
That is, that's straight gold.
Don't ask me why. Don't ask me how. Just know that I went with that for many years.
I imagine you as a young lad with that handle.
Oh, man. Pretty sure that was my MSN, like, name or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. And I had success still. So the thing is, I just want to tell you folks just to never give up, even if you have a terrible username.
That's awesome. Thanks, Buster. Buster, it was great to have you on the Up for Debate podcast. We hope to have you on here again.
Oh, you'll have me again. You know, Drew, I'm your main man. You're my main man. I'm always willing. I mean, I have a tight schedule. I'm busy. I'm sitting courtside all next week. I'm checking out the players, checking out changes in their crafts. You know, I'm just here to help you, help the podcast, help the lovely people of planet Earth, and you know, together I think we can make this podcast great again.
That's right. Well, we're glad that you came on and we got this nice bonus track for those that enjoyed the first segment of my podcast. And going forward, I think our discussions will get even better as we get closer to the playoffs. And I'm sure we're done with the regular season and ready to step up your game the next time you're on with me, because I think some other people are going to want to comment on what you had to say. And I'd love to hear your rebuttal.
Well, here's the thing. I've been done with the regular season since the first tip-off. Give me the playoffs. Give them to me. Give them to me hard.
Awesome. Have a great night.
I'm ready to see it, Drew. I'm ready.
Awesome, Buster. We'll tune in again. We'll chat later, bud.
Yeah, you take care, big fella. Keep it real.
Awesome. That was Buster Wilson, everybody. It's been a pleasure having him on here. Let's close him out with his theme song. I don't think this can describe anyone better than my main man, Buster B. Winston. This man knows everything you need to know, and he doesn't know near as much as he needs to know. Everybody, I've appreciated this bonus track. I know it went a little longer than we thought, but why wouldn't you want to listen to Mr. Buster B. Winston, for a straight 15 minutes? Let's turn this music down. That's gnarly. I appreciate everyone listening to the podcast. It's been good. I hope that you're able to, again, put in your comments, send me some questions. I'd like to get more people on the podcast so that way we can have these debates between people's opinions, and I'd like people to get fired up about why they think they're right. Give me your predictions, give me your questions, and or funny stories about your week. So far, I think it's been a pretty good success. I've really enjoyed everyone we've had on, like I said. But yeah, please send in your own ideas and stuff, because this podcast is supposed to be for that, to get more people involved and their opinion. So send me like voiceovers of your questions, even your ideas of why you think and who you disagree with. Maybe we can get you on together. You guys can go back and forth. Again, I really enjoy this. I'm going to stop rambling on. I think sometimes I get going, try to make the same point over and over again. Thank you for Nathan. Thank you for Brad and for Buster. And if you want to be on the podcast, again, I know this one was a little bit silly. I think it was just the first one. We were both all really excited to get it started. It'll be a little bit more serious going forward. Maybe not with Buster. We'll try to get him, you know, calmed down. But maybe a little bit less Buster and a little bit more sports. Nah, I can't do that. Buster's the best. Anyways, I'd like to have you on here. So please write me if you'd like to just 5 minutes, 2 minutes, a 10-minute one, whatever. I think people like to hear other people's opinions. So hit me up. And I hope you enjoyed the podcast. I'm just going to close out here. I really appreciate everybody, and I hope that you've enjoyed the podcast. Up for Debate is on. Again, we're going to try to make it better, but only through you, the listeners. Well, that's a wrap. In the words of my good friend Quigley, I love you more today than I think I've ever have, if that's even possible. Have a great night. Signing out. We'll be back and we'll chat then.